Speaking of podcasting and Audio Hijack Pro, just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Y'all have to listen to it. There are some who call me Tim, the most recent one, because that one was a hilarious shit Sammy between the three of you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to halftime of the big game and episode one of Big Fatty Online. Coming up today, we will clear up a little bit of unfinished business. We'll introduce you to a new segment that I'm calling Memory Lane Music, and much, much more here on Big Fatty Online, episode one. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
When Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1310 of the BFO for Sunday, the 3rd of February, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, we are eagerly awaiting the arrival of the number one fan of 2012, and we've got some late entries into the number one fan contest. Yes! Hello, commercial lovers! Big Fatty, they hadn't been so good so far this year. Hi, everyone! I hope your Sunday is going well. Y'all, we are in the second quarter already. Baltimore leading San Francisco. So nice to name it twice. 7-3, y'all. And y'all, quite frankly, Big Fatty, I think the most exciting thing about the big game so far, y'all, is that Stevie B is there. Stevie B was on the 20. He was a drunk mess on Bourbon Street, evidently. And Big Fatty has been on Bourbon Street, and Stevie B, I hope there was some inappropriate touching. I don't know if Warren is with you or not, but anyway, if you haven't been to the Rawhide, go on down there. That's Big Fatty's favorite hangout down there in the Nolans. Yes, Big Fatty. We've got lots coming up on today's little show, but I want to first tell you about favorite. First of all, I'm not real impressed with the commercials so far this year. They've just been kind of okay. I did love the beauty of the preview of the Wizard of Oz. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz picture that's coming out this spring. It looks lovely. But, y'all, I think my favorite commercial so far has been the Calvin Klein ad. Y'all, that was just a gorgeous hunka burning love in his underpants. Yes, Big Fatty, anybody in their underpants? And, y'all, I love the Big Bang Theory promo. One of them had his shoulder pads on top of his uniform. I love the Amy Poehler Best Buy commercial so far, and the RAV4 Genie wishes the chocolate doctor. Yeah, your chocolate levels are low. I thought that was pretty good. And, y'all, I love both of the Doritos ads, the one with the goat. That was a mean goat, y'all. That's all I got to say. As a mean little goat. And, y'all, then the one, are you dancing around in my wedding dress eating Doritos? I might be. The M&M one was kind of cute. I would do anything except getting in a pinata, and y'all, they're sitting there licking on him and all that kind of stuff. But You know, that being said, they were so far. So, yeah, oh, dear Gussie. Anyway, dear Gussie Mac Mussie. Y'all, now, I want to remind everybody, now, just because you're having a little show today during the big game, y'all, you know this is. This is when the BFO... y'all, that is some rotisserie chicken and a garden salad. Y'all, just because there's a little show today doesn't mean there won't be one tomorrow. There will be. Yes, Big Fatty, you don't go half-ass. You go full-ass. So, anyway, but, what was I saying? Big Freddy, we don't know after the start of 6 years, you'd think you'd be getting it right by now. Well, you know, but, y'all, 6 years ago to the day, y'all, February, the three, y'all, that's when the BFO, debuted. And I want to say, happy anniversarium. To Bill in St. Louis, it's his fourth anniversarium, and Moose P, it's his third. Joe in Dallas, it is his second anniversarium, and Gavin, it is his first anniversarium. Oh, and the Ravens have just scored again, 14-3. Yes, McFetty, that's just lovely. I know that Stevie V is excited, but McFetty, you've still got some entries to read for us. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, since last we spoke on Friday, you know, there was still time to get your entry in to the BFO for the number one fan contest. And, y'all, we got a few in, so I want to read those to you before we move forward. Move forward, Big Fatty. Y'all, we heard from that Trucker Alex, and Trucker Alex says, it's rigged, I tell you, it's rigged. Been listening since the first Boopa Soul and can't even win a damn calendar. All these little fake contests, I bet there's not even a real person named Moose P. And what's that damn P stand for anyway? And there has to be hundreds of blocks in Dallas named Joe. For God's sakes, there was another fakey McFake fake too. I'm just so tired of losing. Nobody cares, and I feel like that Hattie, poor guy, is just getting clobbered by that fake bacon woman. Just so much deceit. Oh, well, never mind. Just realize that's how you get us. Okay, put me in your bag. Trucker Alex, driver extraordinaire. Trucker Alex, thank you so much. A little winded, but I think the actual entry was, okay, put me in your bag. Is less than 25 words. Yes, Big Freddy, move forward. Y'all, we heard from the old stink bug himself, Toppy Smelly. And he says, please consider this my formal entry into your number one fan contest. Were I to be chosen as your number one fan, I certainly would not procrastinate in my duties as I have done in entering this contest. I am an amateur ventriloquist. Also, I like wax lips. Toppy Smelly. Big Fatty, he ain't right. He's just not right. I'm sure you're choosing. So, Toppy Smelly, thank you so much. Y'all, we heard from the number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, that is Bill in St. Louis. And he says, geez, I almost missed it. I want to be the number one fan because Big Fatty keeps me company and laughing every morning on my way to work. Also, the number one fan should also be the first number one to repeat. Big Fatty! That's lovely. Bill, thank you so much. Anyway, and y'all, we also heard from Arthur down there in the future. Down in the future, y'all, he says, Arbor Party, time zones. Even I, in the future, don't understand them. So if you in the past can still receive them, here's my entry for why I should be the number one fan of the BFO. I was the first to reveal the debut of the little show, and if I win, I might subscribe and listen. Yours futuristically, Arthur, a.k.a. Arthur the Amaranth. Big Fatty, if you choose him, you'll have one more person to listen to the show. And y'all, we also heard from that Guru Nudie in Tampa. And he says, Big Fatty, give it up, Gavin. The tiara, the sash, the scepter will be mine this year. Wait a minute. Where's that scepter been? I think it needs some antiseptic. Oh, Gavin. Big Fanny, that's vulgar. And y'all, I am sorry to say that we had one entry that came in after the deadline, y'all. I'm sorry, but I've had to disqualify this person. But y'all, and it kills me based on the entry, y'all. It just kills me based on the entry. Y'all, it is from none other than Daddy Dave, Mr. Michigan Leather, 2011. He's a derby party. I would like to throw my name into the colostomy bag for a chance to become the number one fan of the BFO. Reasons why: previous title holder experience, well adapted to working fundraisers, enjoys meeting new people, and lastly, title chasers give great head. Big Fanny, that's vulgar. I'm so sorry, he's not eligible. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, as I was preparing for this anniversarium show, I thought I would go back and see what Gavin's I would have a big fan of you fucking it up. Y'all, I went back and I listened to last year's anniversarium show, and y'all, Gavin was one of the last people to get his entry in, and y'all, I and believe it or not, it came in a voice letter, and I would like to play that for you right now. Big Fatty, you keep shit. You're going to be on Hoarders.
Hello, Big Fatty. I'm sending you this voicemail in an email just to cover all my bases. So think of this as my entry into your number one fan contest. I think I should be your number one fan because if I'm elected, I'm going to promise everybody a big bottle of J-Lube and a food processor in every bedroom. You don't want to vote for Kathy Bacon, people. She's secretly a socialist. So, you've heard her talk. You know, you can tell. She's not from here. So, vote for me to be Big Fatty's number one fan. Oh yeah, Pokemon with a Stick podcast every Saturday night live, 7 p.m. Eastern, pride48.com.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was the number one fan of 2012, y'all, and y'all, I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for my big container J-Lube and my food processor. I hope all of you got yours, though, but, Oh, Big Fanny, I believe that's old Jesus himself arriving to give up the leather sash and crown and scepter.
Hi, Big Fatty. I just wanted to send this to you and let you know what an honor it's been to spend the last year as your number one fan. As I get ready to hand the tiara off to your number one fan of 2013, I just wanted to say I really enjoyed it. I'll always be a big fan of yours, and that'll never change. So I just wanted you to know that I find you to be a man of great integrity, charm, and honor, and you have really big balls. And you know how I enjoy that. I just wanted to let everybody know that I'll always be one of your biggest fans. Love you, big guy. Oh yeah, and suck it, Bacon.
Oh, Big Fatty, that was so moving. I am overcome with emotion right now. Well, Poodle, you better get a hold of yourself, because y'all, the time has come. Y'all, can you hear that, huh? Big Fatty, I hear it. Is that the colostomy bag? It is. Y'all, I posted a picture of the colostomy bag on Saturday. So y'all, if you didn't get a chance to see it, go on over there to the BFO. There's a picture of it up there. Over. And y'all, we have got more than 55 names in the colostomy bag, just as we did last year. And Poodle, your job. Yes, Big Betty, I know it's one of the highlights of the year for me. Poodle's job. Y'all is to pick the number one, number two, and number three fan of the BFO for 2013. And y'all, what we'll do is Poodle will pick the number one fan from everybody that's in the bag, then the number two, and then the number three. That way everybody has an equal fair chance to be the number one fan, and then we'll read them in reverse order. So Poodle, pick the number one fan of the BFO for 2013. Oh, Big Betty, this is so exciting. Oh, I'm just, dear Gussie. All right, and now number two. Big Fatty, the pressure. Oh, the pressure. Oh, dear Gussie. Big Fatty, they're sticking together. Okay, there's number two. Okay, and now the number three fan of the BFO for 2013. Big Fatty. It's such an honor. It's such an honor to be able to select them. And now, y'all, the time has come. We shall wait no longer. We shall wait for no man. Y'all, it is now time to announce the number three fan of the BFO for 2013. The number three fan, as chosen by the one and only Poodle McNoodle, is...
Big Fatty, that drum roll just run. It goes a little bit too long every year. It's kind of anticlimactic. Poodle, we've got to announce it, y'all. It is the little Aussie battler himself. And y'all, it's Scotty from the future. Oh, Big Fatty, that's lovely. I'm so happy for him. But Big Fatty, let's just keep it going. Keep it going.
Y'all, now I'm about to announce the number two fan of the BFO for 2013. And y'all, this is a very important position because should the number one fan of the BFO for 2013 be unable to continue with their duties throughout the year, the number two fan will step in and assume those duties.
Big Fatty, hush and announce who it is. Play the drum.
The time has come. It's now time to announce the number two fan of the BFO for 2013 as Drusilla Blow Me.
Big Fatty, that's lovely. He's so close by, too. Right up there where that enema gets in. So, Drusilla Blow Me, dear sweet Gussie.
Y'all, and this is honest to good. And Poodle, honest to good.
Big Fatty, you fucked it up. Imagine that.
Poodle and I are opening these, and we do not preview these at all. So, you're hearing the excitement as we hear it, y'all. And it is now time.
Big Fatty, just say it. Number one fan time.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to announce the number one fan of the BFO for 2013 as Gravitas.
Big Fatty, it's a Mexican.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I cannot believe the Gravitas. The girl, Glitter Buns himself, is the number one fan of the BFO for 2013. Congratulations, Gravitas, Drusilla Blow Me, and Scotty, the little Aussie battler. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it's time for us to get you back out to the big game. Halftime's about over, and I know you want to see those commercials. Want to finish up by saying at the beginning of today's little show, as we do on the anniversarium, y'all, that is the opening from show number one of the BFO all the way back in 2008. And y'all, we're now starting year number six. And it's onward and upward.
But Big Fatty, it's just nice to go back to show number one and realize between that one and show 1310 that not a damn thing has changed. Right, boys?
When Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.